philosophies in my experience and my experiment. I am in the studio today. I had recorded an episode yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Every day is just a bit of a blur at the moment. I went out on my first walk since taking Michael to hospital, actually. But I was feeling very heightened, and I think it's probably a bit of a angry, not that there's anything wrong with being angry, but I feel like I probably had some misplaced anger. So I'm not going to put that episode out there, but I am going to talk about something similar to what I've spoken about. And this has been prompted by a meme that I saw on Facebook, and it's a cartoon. I just shared it on my Instagram stories. It's a cartoon, and it has like lifestyle changes and then a person at a window and no one there. And then there's another window that has pills and surgery, and there's this big lineup of what looks kind of like mostly overweight people. And the person who shared this was a Facebook friend. I've actually deleted them now. We're no longer friends. And with the comment, "Lucky I don't do lines." There's just so much wrong with this. Before I dive in, I want to give just a quick update on the situation at hand for those playing along at home, listening for my weekly update on the shit show that is my life. It's not such a shit show anymore, but, you know, like, this recovery from heart surgery for my husband is big, and it's long, and it's a journey. It's interesting. I'm going to talk about this a bit once a little bit more space opens up in my life. I've started a new Instagram account called Carlosophies HD, where I'll be talking about human design. And I'll be talking about the ways, you know, just my own, observations. And it's really interesting because my husband, Miko, is a manifesting generator. So manifesting generators are quite energetic beings, and my daughter is also one. So always kind of on the go, always busy, always doing things. And, you know, my husband does a lot around the house. So he does all the cooking, or most of the cooking. He's a very active parent. He, you know, takes the kid out on the weekends for a few hours so I can rest. Classic projector. He, you know, he gets me a cup of tea in the morning and brings it in so I can have a cup of tea in bed before I get up. And, you know, just the little things like that. Like, he cleans, he does a lot of physical labor stuff. And for him, sitting around, I always knew that the hardest part post surgery would be the slowing down and the recovering. Like, it's a real mental game for him, and he really struggles with being still. And you know, post heart surgery, things are slow because your sternum has been, you know, they've broken the you know, they've sawed through the sternum. That takes time to heal. The bone takes time to heal, not to mention that he's had, you know, the aortic valve and root replaced. So, you know, they've stopped his heart, deflated his lungs, replaced a valve, you know, clamped up his chest again. And, you know, the lungs take a while to be able to, you know, fill up to capacity because they have been deflated, and there's a chance of pneumonia and all that kind of jazz. So, like, it's slow, and it's been really challenging for him. And I think, though, I will say also, it's, you know, it's meant for me, it's also been a bit of a struggle. And, you know, I'm going okay. Like, I'm totally fine. We, thankfully, all our friends, or a lot of people in my life, you know, made me dinners, which have been in the freezer. So I don't have to cook. That's one thing I don't have to worry about. But it's just like incidental little things. And like, I'm going to sound like a whinger here, and I'm certainly not whinging, because I am so grateful that he is alive and well, and I am happy to wait on him hand and foot when he'll let me. I have such, like, I also totally understand that this is like a really privileged position to be in terms of like me having my husband alive and well and recovering, having a partner in life who shares the load equally. You know, all those things aren't things that everyone has in their life. So, like, you know, but also not everyone is in the position that I find myself at the moment, where I have had a lot of help from my husband, and now I'm not only in school holidays entertaining a child, I'm also having to care for my husband and do all the regular day-to-day stuff. So I'm thankful for the cooking. But, you know, like, it can be a lot, and I'm feeling quite I'm feeling okay at the moment, but I go through moments where I'm just really exhausted, because not only is this a lot of doing and it's required and it's cool, you know, like, I'm happy to do it. And at the same time, yeah, like, I just go through these waves of exhaustion, because I'm also – you know, like, I haven't had time to really process what's happened. And so there's like, you know, like, there's exhaustion from those 3 months of heightened stress. And now I'm still stressed, because there, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. There's a period of time where things can happen post-surgery, stroke, pneumonia, you know, there's, and the heart, you know, like, there's complications that can happen. So we're not out of the woods. And so there is always this like low level of stress. It's not what it was. But on top of all the other things, like, it's just a bit exhausting. Anyway, but everything is going really well. Today we went for our first walk. We drove into Ballina, which is about 15 Ks from where we live. And we went for a little walk along the river, stopped halfway, sat down, got Mabel an ice cream, and walked back. And that, you know, and that's like, it was really great for him, because it's given him, you know, just different scenery and, yeah, and enjoying nature, being out in nature. So, so things are really progressing well. I'm tired, but I can see an end in sight. So that feels really good. So back to the meme, and it's related to this, right? My husband's heart surgery wasn't, and not that there's anything wrong with this. I'm not going to make any judgments on people with heart disease, right? Because we all end up with heart disease for very different reasons. And some of them lifestyle based and some of them not lifestyle based. And it doesn't matter how we get somewhere, you know, like, shaming someone for whatever, like for being sick is just fucking bullshit. And I think, like, having my husband have gone through this heart issue, where 4 months ago, you know, he was considered very low risk when it comes to COVID. He was completely healthy, we thought. But little did we know, he had this little ticking time bomb in his chest, right? And now he's had the surgery to fix that. But that ticking time bomb in his chest, he was born with. The rest of his heart was in really great condition. It's just that this one valve, because it was a bicuspid valve instead of a tricuspid valve, it was working overtime, and over the 49 years of his life, it's deteriorated, and to the point where he could have died. Now, none of that is anything to do with him choosing pills and surgery or lifestyle, right? Like, and that kind of messaging is so damaging. And I want to talk about this for a few reasons, because I think it plays into what's happening in the world at the moment when it comes to having the vaccine. I am double vaxxed, proudly double vaxxed. I'm proud to say the majority of people in my life are now, you know, either booked in or have had their first and second dose. And I think that's really wonderful, because I, even more so now after going through what we've been through, I truly value the public health system. And to see the stress that it's under, particularly, right, like my husband was at Gold Coast University Hospital. It's a wonderful world-class facility. They have amazing surgeons, amazing staff there. And it's like a, you know, it's pretty much a brand new hospital. Well, because Michael was from New South Wales, he had to be treated as if he had COVID. Now, that means that he had to be separate from the rest of the cardiac ward. And it meant that nurses had to put on full PPE even to come in and hand him, you know, a bottle to piss in. So the strain that COVID is causing on a hospital where there is no COVID is like, it's a lot. And as soon as COVID gets into that place, it's going to be like, I can't even imagine what frontline workers are going through in Sydney and Melbourne right now. It's a lot, right? And like I said, that's precautionary because he was from New South Wales, where we hadn't even had a case, right? I mean, you should have seen when they brought him out, they had to have a cleaner behind him because everything that he touched had to be deep cleaned straight afterwards. So this creates such a huge workload on our public health system. And this is why I'm vocal about getting vaccinated. And I'm still 100% your body, your choice. Yet I feel that a lot of people have hesitancy that wouldn't have hesitancy because of the misinformation that's being put out into the world at the moment. And I feel like there is a lot of hesitancy and there's a lot of shaming that happens around health. And also I think we need to consider that some of these people do have an agenda, you know, like some of the key, you know, I think I read the other day or a couple of months ago, there's this group called, I don't know whether they're called the Dirty Dozen or, you know, like that's the vegetable thing. I can't even remember what they're called, but basically they can track anti-vax messaging back to, I think it's like six key people. And those people, you better believe they have an agenda, and you better believe a lot of other people who share that misinformation also have an agenda. A lot of them are involved in, you know, health-focused multi-level marketing companies. A lot of them are health coaches and, you know, work in the natural health space. Now, I have always been a strong believer in nature being great, right? Like, I've always tried to go natural, and I use quotation marks here, before I would take medicine. I had a real stigma around trusting doctors. Like I didn't trust doctors. I didn't trust the public health system. You know, I had this real aversion to even like the education system, health system, government. You know, I was very much in the distrust camp. And I think that's a healthy place to be. A healthy distrust is a good thing. But also, you know, I don't know, like I feel like that particular meme about like lifestyle versus pills and surgery can cause so much damage. So yeah, like what I was saying was like, you know, there's a lot of vaccine hesitancy right now from people because I feel like they, you know, because of this message that has been really pushed around like pills and surgery being some kind of cop-out, right? Like you're just lazy. If you go down that route, you're just lazy, you know? You haven't bothered to look within. You haven't bothered to do your own research and find a better, you know, I guess potentially safer in some people's eyes, safer in inverted commas, because I don't necessarily believe it's safer at all. I think there's a lot of unqualified people giving health advice, and that can lead to, yeah, some pretty fucking shit stuff going down, right? And in this, I have made decisions before based on this nature is best philosophy. And because I felt ashamed a certain level of shame or something. I feel like it's similar to the way the relationship with, that I've had with food over the years, like this shame that I have around food, like eating unhealthy food is shameful, you know, and the same thing with, and I guess food is medicine in some circles, right? So no wonder I have the same kind of relationship with food as I do with medicine, because I've been really, you know, like, I don't know, like, yeah, told that what you are what you eat. Now, for so many people, that is just absolute fucking bullshit. You know, people are born with a myriad of health conditions or develop a myriad of health conditions that are not due to eating a fucking packet of Twisties, right? My husband's heart defect was not caused by eating, you know, chicken nuggets and a Slurpee or going through the McDonald's drive-thru. It was a birth defect that developed over time and you know, ended up him being forced to have, or forced, as in like there was still a choice, die or have the surgery, to have this life-saving surgery. What a fucking miracle. And so now for me, I don't know, like I feel like I've actually I've been thinking about this a bit lately, just how I've been a bit of a perpetrator at times and not been witness to my own, you know, able-bodied privilege. And so it's been very easy to spout things like dis-ease, you know, all that kind of jazz when actually I am, yeah, I haven't had, touch wood, many major, I have allergies and stuff, but you know, no major thing like Miko's experienced. And so I just find this narrative of food is medicine, nature is best, you know, damaging and harmful, because it means that people like me, people like, you know, friends of mine, lots of friends of mine, haven't gone down the modern medicine route until they've exhausted every single, you know, every single fucking supplement. It's like they're on a mission through, you know, every naturopath and every option out there before they'll even consider modern medicine. And modern medicine can be a wonderful thing, right? It doesn't have to be either lifestyle or pills and surgery. It can be for sure, or it could be both. You know, it could be, hey, yeah, I'll have the surgery and I'll make some lifestyle changes, or yeah, you know what, like I look after myself and I take medicine for things that, like, I'll take antidepressants, you know, or so it's like, I don't know, this whole, it's so dangerous, and it stops people from accessing the care that they need because they feel ashamed of accessing the care that they need. So, so that's just like my random thoughts today. It's a bit kinder than the podcast episode I recorded yesterday. I'm in a kind of different headspace and I don't feel like I don't need to be a nasty bitch. So, but I guess like I just want to highlight here, if you are one of those people like me who always try natural first and are holding back from either having the vaccine or are, you know, like have some health stuff going on and are avoiding modern medicine, I just want you to know, like there's nothing wrong with, I mean, antibiotics and penicillin have saved so many fucking lives. Surgery just saved my husband's life. Like, it exists for a reason. There's no shame in getting the help that you need. That's really what I want to say here. There is no shame in getting the help that you need. So that's it from me this week. Until next week, peace out. Carlos and Bees, I'm Carly Nimmo.